Succubus pegging the straight stranger is fun. What is succubus pegging? Defined by me. Well, I am an expert in the field. I hope you enjoy my little succubus pegging story. One very fine, wicked night of the cherry red moon, I was taking a little stroll down my street corner. I found a quite delightful two-story Victorian home with the blinds left wide open. A very attractive man with a missing shirt smiled at me. When I looked down, I noticed he was also missing pants. He did, however, have a truly breathtaking cock. I could tell through his forest green cotton briefs. I smiled at him, blew him a kiss, and winked. Now he was my toy to play with whenever I desired. That night, I appeared in his bedroom. I merely have to think about appearing in a place that I'm welcomed, and there I am. It's pretty simple, really. It's fun having supernatural powers and being able to transport yourself into a new space at will. I watched my pretty stranger as he slept. He was about to have the most intense wet dream of his life. I spooned his body with mine while he slept and softly smoothed my fingers over his shoulder. I enjoy feeling the large biceps of a man. He smelled the fragrance of autumn leaves and apple spice because he loved that scent. I became the thing he most desired. His cock rose to the occasion, even before his conscious mind did. "I'm going to peg that cute little ass of yours," I purred into his ear. I felt his virgin ass twitch and his body jerk as I wrapped my arms around him. I know part of him felt his wet dream was part nightmare, yet his cock betrayed him, could not lose his erection even though part of him was ashamed of being turned on. My stranger was frightened, but still felt intense bliss. It scared him how much he liked it. I heard him cry out that he was straight, before his cock jetted out a stream of cum. He never touched his cock. The stranger was stunned as he turned around, no longer feeling my gasp, to see that no one was behind him. His ass felt slightly sore and hot. He was also covered in semen. Meanwhile, I laid in bed on my back, glowing from my little midnight snack. It's good being evil. This is Demon Mistress Simone, and you can read this at kinkyphonemistress.com and supernaturalphonesex.com. Call 1-800-601-7259. Talk to you soon. Love you, boys.